Chapter 7. Is it Cal? I have to meet him. I don't think I can continue with this. I don't care if it ends everything. Blue, 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 blue. I spend all day with a strange feeling in my stomach. I don't know why, because it's not because of anything that is really happening in my life. It's just words on a computer. I don't even know his name. How does a person look when his walls are coming down? I spend the first Saturday of the Christmas holiday at rehearsal. The group is sitting in a circle eating cake and drinking coffee. I sit with Abby at the edge of the stage. She has her legs over my knees, and my fingers are covered in sugar. I keep thinking that I've been with Leah and Nick for the last 3 evenings and still haven't told them that I am gay. I don't know why. Since I told Abby on Friday, I thought it would be easy to tell them, but it's not. It's impossible. I've known Leah for 6 years, and Nick since we were 4. I've only known Abby for 4 months. But this gay thing, it feels really big. It feels impossible. I don't know how to tell them something like this and still feel like Simon. I don't know who I am anymore. But I will tell them soon. Martin walks through the auditorium doors wearing a long dressing gown. He sees Abby and turns in a circle, and the dressing gown lifts in the air. That's Martin. He loves a show. Ms. Albright calls us and asks us to stand in a circle.
We're doing the songs this morning in small groups, she tells us. Then we'll break for pizza at 12, and after that, we'll do them all together.
Over her shoulder, I can see Cal sitting on a chair and drawing something on the edge of his script. I pull myself up from the stage and go to stand next to him.
What are you drawing? I say.
Oh, this, he says. I don't know. He pushes back his hair and his face goes a little red. He's really cute. I didn't know that you could draw. He holds up the script. He's drawn a superhero. My heart almost stops. Blue loves superheroes. Blue. I move a bit closer, so our legs are touching a little. I'm not sure if he notices. I'm now 99% sure that Cal is blue. But there's a small chance that he's not. I don't know why I can't just ask him. Instead, I ask, How's the coffee?
It's good, Simon, he replies. Very good.
Ms. Albright sends us to the music room and tells Cal to go with us. We have to walk along the corridor and go downstairs to get there. Cal sits at the piano.
So let's do Consider Yourself, then Pick a Pocket or Two, he says.
Martin pushes Abby's shoulder, and she pushes him back. They are both laughing. We go through the songs once, and it's okay. Taylor does have a really good voice, and Abby is a great dancer. And Martin makes everything funny. We finish practicing, but there's still an hour left, and we start singing songs from Disney movies, and we sound really good. Then we go back upstairs, and some of the kids have found some desk chairs with wheels. They're pushing them around. I sit on one, and Cal Price pushes me fast along the corridor. We race two older girls. His hands hold my shoulders, and we're both laughing. Finally, we come to a stop, and I have to get up. I lift my hand, and Cal takes it in his own. He smiles down at me, and I have to look away from him. Then Taylor jumps on one of the chairs, and Abby pushes her. They come toward us fast and are unable to stop in time. They drive into us hard, and Abby and I fall to the floor with our arms around each other. We lie like this for a long time, laughing loudly and feeling comfortable together. Then, finally, we get up, and I realize that two people have been watching us. The first is Cal. The second is Martin, and he looks very angry. We continue walking back toward the auditorium, and I suddenly feel a hand on my shoulder.
Spire, we need to talk,
Martin says, pulling me away from the other students. Now? I say. Because Ms. Albright wants us to...
Ms. Albright can wait.
Okay, what's the problem? I say, and look up at him. He waits until the others are far down the corridor.
You must think this is really funny, he says quietly.
I don't know what you're talking about, I reply. Really, I don't know why you're angry, Martin. If you don't tell me, then I won't be able to help you. He breathes out slowly.
You're laughing at me, you and Abby, and making it worse by lying with her like that. I know you're not happy about my plan, but...
Not happy? I say quickly. You're blackmailing me. But it's strange because I'm not really angry with him. A bit confused, maybe, but not angry.
Look, it's finished, he says. The Abby thing, so you can forget about it.
Did something happen? I say slowly.
Yes, something happened, he shouts. She said no to me.
What? When? Martin moves away, his face red.
5 minutes before she put her arms around you and you were lying on the floor together, he says.
But that's not what it...
Don't try, Spire. Actually, you know what you can do? You can tell Ms. Albright that I'll see her in January.
You're leaving? I ask. I seriously don't know what's happening. He doesn't even turn to look at me as he walks away.
Happy Christmas, Simon, he says. I hope you're happy.